We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. Up your hands if you believe that. We say you are wonderful. You are. We give you the praise, glory. Lift those hands up. You are Messiah. You are Messiah. 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 You are Messiah. 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 I say you are Messiah. You are Messiah. You are Messiah. Messiah. Oh, yeah, you are Messiah. Messiah, we believe you, yeah. You are Messiah, you are Jesus, you are Jesus. Somebody say you are Jesus. You are my Jesus, 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 you are my Father. I'm my Father. Hey! Yeah. You are my Father.
You are my Father.
Oh, we give you the glory. We give you the praise of my mighty God. Yeah.
You are my Father.
You are my father. Lift up your hands and just give him thanks. Oh, just praise him. He's our helper, he's our deliverer. Oh yes, he's our healer. Give him praise. Thank you, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Because of time, lift up your hands. Ikalaba. Zeruta. It is only testimony that will be heard in your hearts from now. Holy testimony. Lift up your hands and say, my Father, I am already on this mountain. I need your touch this morning. Give me a word that will set me up on my feet this morning. Would you please open your mouth and just pray? That's only prayer. God can decide to minister to you in whichever way he chooses. Leruasa. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Would you please put your hands together for Jesus and then sit on the neck of your enemies if they are still there. Put your hands together for the choir, the men's choir. Amen. Amen. I wonder why they are not in the main choir, because some of these people will sing and they sing so good and you wonder why they hiding. I think a new wind is blowing. Some people will be blown into the choir. Somebody shout hallelujah. Very, very important. Yesterday we were inundated with all kinds of information. I was here and we listened to the first speaker who talked about the relevance. What you need to do to be relevant in this generation, this changing, ever-changing world. And then we listened to another speaker from within who also taught on some of the business principles that you need to be acquainted with if you would have a successful life, a blessed life on the face of the earth. I have to go because I had another appointment that was so pressing I couldn't avoid. But I learned thereafter, we had head talk, somebody who taught on healthy living, and it was equally fantastic. And they have to distribute something at the end of the day. Glory be to God. But today I want to see what I can do. We might have to stay a little bit today because today is a special day. You know, as a church, if there's anything that is very, very important to us, it's time, timeliness. We don't waste time unnecessary in any service if there's no reason for that. We don't waste time unnecessarily. I'm going to do all I can to still maintain time, but I'd like to drop some nuggets, drop some important information in your heart and in your life that I believe will power your life. We are in a world that is changing, and that is the facts of the matter. So I'm sharing on the man and his changing world, which is the theme of the men's convention. I'd like us to also start getting ready next Sunday. We're having one of God's choicest servants, who's a woman, who's been in the music ministry for many years. We got to know many years ago, way back in the north, in Kaduna, to be precise. And she flew in from America, and she's going to be with us in our media Thanksgiving service, which is going to be next Sunday. Her name is Evangelist Hope Davids. I expect us to clap for that, you know. Amen. She possibly will not only be singing, but will be ministering the word of God. Glory be to God. So let's get herself ready. So to begin, it must be thoroughly understood that God created the man and the woman for specific purpose and assignment. We are not just zombies. We are created for a purpose. We are created for an assignment that only us can carry out. Some English say, in the behalf of God, some say, on the behalf of God. Whichever one you are saying, you understand what I'm talking about. That's why we are here. And looking at the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, I'd like us to listen very attentively so that you can begin to key into some vital truth from the word of God that is bound to change the course of your life. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, the Bible tells us, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be what? As many of us who are alone who need to be together, I declare God will cause it to happen this year. The people who want to marry, they are not saying amen. God will make provision for you. God knows time like this will come in the history of our nation and globally before he brought you here.
And before you arrive here, whatever you need to have a quality life, to maximize your stay on the earth, has been provided by God. You will not miss your portion. As you get married, you have children, and there will be supply of good things for your life. I didn't have a better amen by somebody who's alive and well. It is not good that a man should be alone. It is good he has somebody. That was the initial proposal of God. But when man fell in the Garden of Eden, according to Genesis chapter 3, God has to switch who help us to get our wife. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22. We are inundated with a word here, in verse of scripture that says, whosoever findeth, Proverbs 18:22. Whosoever findeth a wife, what does he find? He findeth what? And as what? If you are married here, as a married man, say, I have found a good thing. Say, I have obtained the favor of God. Your wife is not a bad thing. The company of your wife is not bad luck. Amen. The Bible tells us, one will chase 1,000. And two, what will they do? 10,000. They put 10,000 to fly. I pray for married people here. Your power of accomplishment, may it be multiplied over today by the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say it's possible. I didn't hear you say it's possible. I can stay on this, but let's move a little bit. So the man and the woman was created to complement one another. Not for the man to oppress the woman, or for the woman to manipulate the man. For them to work together in unity, work together in harmony, build a home, populate the earth. That was the purpose of God before the fall. But however, as I lay down foundation, we must understand, as generation come and go, things are changing. We are in an ever-changing world. Am I communicating to somebody here? Things never remain the same. So if you expect things to remain the same, you are in the palace of fools. As long as we are here, changes is a recurring decimal. Last year when the men celebrated the men's day, it didn't go this way. Next, to let you know, there is a lot of adjustment that is coming. That is why as a man you must be flexible, because God can bring a change anytime. But I pray for somebody here that the next change God is bringing to your life, it will not bring problem, it shall bring promotion. And you will be ready to adjust to that change. That's where people make mistakes. If you are too rigid, you find it difficult in life. You must be flexible to be able to win in this ever-changing world. Very, very important. And hear me. Another thing that is very interesting is that even though we are in an ever-changing world, God never changed. That's why Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 tells us, what did he say? For I am the Lord. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. I am the Lord. I change not. Whether you like it or as a man, when you were single, it was a different story altogether. The moment you get married with a wife, even before children come, you will start adjusting. You will start changing. Because if you don't change, there will be a lot of problems. Adjusting to yourselves. This is where I'm coming to, what I'm going to be talking very shortly. Comes in. Understanding of one another. How you can best complement yourself. How you can help one another to realize God's purpose for each of your life. What you need to do. Adjustment. If you are the type who easily get angry, what you need to do to make sure that anger goes, so that it does not rupture your home. It does not create crisis. It does not create problem in your home. You have to look into it. So change is very important. But it's also to be encouraged that the change that is coming, you use it for good, not for evil. Glory be to God. And that brings us to what I'm talking about today. However, there was this tribe in Israel that distinguished themselves several years ago. And that tribe is called the sons of Issachar. The sons of who? I didn't hear you. The sons of who? You see that First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. You cannot talk about a changing world without remembering such individuals. First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. The Bible, I'm going to be reading two versions here. The Bible says here, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, you will no longer be behind time. Am I professor? I said you will no longer be behind time. You will not miss God's timing for your life. You know, they need to know what Israel ought to do. Look at what happened here. To know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200 rather, and all their brethren were what? At their commandment. All their brethren. First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. All their brethren, they were at their commandment. Why? Because they knew what to do. I'm going to be working on that very shortly. And from the tribe of Issachar, New Living Translation reads, from the tribe of Issachar, he said, from the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders of the tribe with their relative. And all these men understood the signs of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take. I pray for somebody here. From time to time, you will always know what to do. You will never be stranded. I say you will never be stranded. No decision you need to make will ever bring confusion into your life. Business decision, family decision, children decision, you will never be confused. You will never be misled. If you are the one that is at my wavelength, can your amen be born again? So please be informed. The life is constituted of seasons and time. Life is constituted of season and time. In far outside the country, you have summer, you have winter, you have spring, you have autumn. In this part of the world, in Nigeria, we have just rainy season and what? Dry season. But that doesn't mean there are no other within. If you are to fully study, put yourself to it, you discover there are still differences. So that's to let you know, time and season are a part of life. And you must be aware of it. You must know it. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, chapter 3, verse 1 and 11 says, let me just read verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under what? Under heaven. Just try to lay a foundation. There is a season, there is a time. If you plant maize at the time it's not supposed to be planted, would you have a harvest? You will not have harvest. That is the truth. But I pray you have harvest. I say in your life you have harvest. In your business you have harvest. In your family there shall be harvest. There shall be multiple harvest. If you are the one I'm talking to, can your amen be very loud? And when you read Esther chapter 1, the book of Esther chapter 1 verse 13, we also read that the king said to the wise men which knew the time. There are people that knows the time. May your name be included. Oh boy, when you know the time, as we get into it, you understand, your life will be different. You'll be unique. Anywhere you go, you become a catalyst of change. You bring a revolution. Either financially, materially, spiritually, even in a church. Your head will be full of productive ideas, implementable ideas. Ideas that are practicable. Somebody shout hallelujah. And he changed it. Daniel chapter 2 verse 21. I read again. And he changed the times and the season. He removed kings. Whoever need to be removed for your lifting, may the person be removed now. Whoever need to be removed for your promotion, may such an individual be removed now. Whoever need to leave that street so that you can build your house, may that person be sentenced to another place now. whoever needs to be removed from the earth in your family so that your stay on the earth can be productive, may that individual be sentenced to the land of no return. Because there are men and women, if they are alive, they will make your life miserable. All kinds of human beings on earth today, you see everybody wear suit, you see everybody wear all kinds of regalia, but underneath there are devils, there are enemy of righteousness, there are enemy of progress. They could be in your home, they could be on your street, they could be where you work, they could be in your business, and they are everywhere. But I lift up my hands as the court of God, because no man, the Bible tells me, no man take this honor upon himself except he that is called. As my hands are lifted, every hand that be lifted against you, and the rising of your children, the lifting of your seed, may that hand wither suddenly. May that hand go up and never come down. The voice that is open against you from now, may that voice be dumb. May that voice speak no more. Can I have a better amen by somebody who is alive and well? Likuri baba shata. Ika, who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass when God himself has not spoken? It is what God has approved of that come to pass in our life. Every other thing will not come to pass. I lift up my hands as a servant of God. Every declaration by wicked men, by wicked women, by witches or wizards, either in your family or wherever they may be, every declaration, every plot, every arrangement, every programming against you and scheming, I command it boomerang today. I command it backfires today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, after a while, you know who called you. And one of our speakers said yesterday, he said, even if you don't believe in this man of God, for this building alone, at least for the fact that people still come here, you should believe in the sent of God. And he was talking about one of my books. I've written over 40 something books, 45 books, Places Where Money Hide. For your information, the message of yesterday I recorded. You are not paying anything for it, except maybe the person who is helping you to download on MP3. You can go there, because they were powerful messages. You need to go there. Praise God. And help them. And make sure they download it for you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So, God knows he has fashioned you in his image and likeness, and you can fit into the role he has created you for as a man. All the men here, none of them will fail. I said no man will ever fail here. I said no man would ever fail here. I speak as a servant of God. You will never fail. Those who are waiting to laugh at you, those who are waiting to mock you, those who are waiting to give you bad name, God will disgrace them. God will shame them for your sake. Can I have a better amen by somebody who's alive and well? What are your role as a man? For example, a man is the father of the house. So he's the spiritual head. He's a patriarch of the house. And he's the source for discipline and strength in the house. That is the man. He's the head of the house. The source of discipline and the source of strength. You know, when the man is in the house, he's the one that tells the children, you know, and when he opens his eyes, the babies know that they have to sit up. That's how God has formed it. It's not that somebody is trying to play art or dramatize things. That is how God created it. That's why you see sometimes in a house where there is no man, everybody misbehaves. But when you have a man there, he knows when to call a spade, you know when to say, sit down there. Junior, you are misbehaving, sit down. And Junior knows the voice of the father must be honored. Glory be to God. Somebody called me yesterday and said, sir, you are my father. Even though I have earthly father, you are more of a father from outside the country. You are more of a father to me than my earthly father. Just yesterday night. because you have done more in my life than my earthly father. Thank God for your earthly father. But somehow, God has strategically placed some of us to play bigger roles in your life. Your father and mother started it. We are to take it from there. And in our hand, greatness will be written all over your life. Your destiny will never go down. I say your destiny will never go down. You shall be a solution to people's problem. You shall be an answer to people's question. I didn't have an amen by somebody who knows where. Glory be to God. So the man, he equally offered protection and make provision for his family. When everybody sleep in my house, I'm the last to sleep. I go around the house to make sure the doors are locked, to make sure everything is in order. That every genuine man is concerned that the family must be secured. Whichever way you think about, that is just is built into man. The real man. Glory be to God. If you are a man here, say, I am a real man. Say, I am a real man. You are not a boy. You are a man. What makes you a man is you handle responsibility. You love your family. You love your wife. Amen. I think we are getting home now. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now we are talking about the man in his changing world. What are the things that will cause you to thrive in your generation? I want to quickly examine a few of them before we draw the curtain for today. Because for you to thrive in your generation, you must have clear understanding of the following. I'm going to be looking into clear understanding. Very, very important. Because if you don't know that, you remain like that year in, year out, and that will not be your portion. You won't say, yes, last year is better than this year. That will no longer be your story. Every new year shall be better. Can somebody say it three times? Every new year of my life would always be better than the past years. Can you say it again? Can you say it one more time? So number one thing you need to put to heart. I took out time to prepare for some of these things I'm sharing. Out of personal lifestyle, based on what the Bible says and looking at contemporary stories. Number one thing is that as a man, you must grow up. From boys to men. You must grow up. Glory be to God. You must do what? You must grow up. Because the Bible said the sons of Issachar, they were men. That is why they dominated their generation. Every generation that witnessed some incredible happenings, such happenings were carried out by men, not children. The fact that you have something under your leg doesn't make you a man. What makes you a man is you have grown up. Somebody shout hallelujah. What makes you a man is that you have what? Let's look at this fantastic example from the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. So it's not every man that is a man. I pray today, God will make a man out of you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 says, when I was a child, what did I do? I spake as a child. And I did what? I understood as a child. And I did what? I thought as a child, my thinking. But when I became what? A man. What did I do? I threw them away. You will not win in your world if you remain a child. You know, the Bible says, woe unto you when your king is a child. Even though it's a king, he's a child. And when you look at the characteristic of a child, for example, because of time, they cry without reason. How many of us have children? The job is crying, and you wonder why you cry. You just finished eating, now why are you crying? And if you find yourself like that as a man, you cry like that, it shows you are a child. It shows you are a child. That is the characteristic of a child. Another thing is that they lack direction or a vision. Because they are children. He's a child. Because of time, they can easily be carried away by every wind of doctrine. They say it's happening there, they run there. Without even checking out what is making it to happen there. Did they bury somebody there? Is this my member of a secret society that claimed to be a reverend? They don't care. Children can easily be carried here and there. It was here. One of our pastors gave a testimony of how he went somewhere, wanted to join something, and the people there, God used them to stop him. That's to let you know, people move up and down. And if you are a child, that happens. They can easily, they can complain, grumble, and murmur all the time. You know, children can complain. That's a part of their nature. So that when you read, when Paul tells us, where you see Paul telling us, when I grew up, I became a man, I threw away childish things. So do you know as a man what you need to throw away? If a man in the house is the one complaining more than the woman, something is wrong. You are a boy. You are a child. You are not a man. Men look for solution. They don't complain. We are answers. We have all it takes to dominate in our world. That's what makes us a man. Somebody shout hallelujah. Lift up your hand and say, I have all it takes to dominate in my world. I am a man. Anywhere I find myself, I make impact. Can I have an amen that is born again? Look at somebody by your side. Tell the person, grow up. The people that create problems in churches are boys and girls. They are immature. They complain about everything and all things. Things they can solve, they complain about it. But somebody coming to church, you see the church scatter or the chair scatter. What are you supposed to do? As a pastor, as a mature, as a man, to be a man, the word man, it means somebody who is mature, who have come of age. You set the chair in order. You don't wait for somebody. Sometimes I'm coming here, I see a piece of paper and some things in front of the gate. I pick it as I'm entering. You don't have to wait until you call somebody to do it. You do it yourself. Men are practical. Somebody shout hallelujah. Want to get things done. They want to make it happen. That's what makes a man. Because something is failing in your hand. Instead of you to do something, you are looking for a way to run away. Are you a man or a boy? Praise God. Everybody look for somebody who's successful. Only few people ask questions. What made you to be successful? Glory be to God. That person that is successful, is he a spirit? That has been what has helped me in life. Before I got my first car, I went to God. I said, I'm not pastoring in the church. Where is the car? I was in Bauchi, pastoring church. I asked for Volkswagen, you didn't bring it. Where is the car now? If you don't bring it now, when will you bring it? And that year, two cars came. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And also, they don't, you know, baby, they stumble. They fall. That's a sign of a child. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let me quickly say this. For you to be a man, these are few things you can put in place. Number one, you must give up that short-tempered mindset. That short-tempered mindset. Number two, you must stop playing small. You must believe God for big things. Glory be to God. When I think of Innoson, the first major indigenous car manufacturer in Nigeria. And for your information, I don't know whether he has gone to school now. He was not educated. Am I correct? Innoson, Motors. He was not educated. I don't know as of now. But he broke boundaries. He did what even people who are educated could not do. That is a man. Even though he's an unbeliever. Glory be to God. I might be understood this month. Lift up your hand if you are a man. Say, I am a man truly. Another thing you also need to do for you to try as a man, you must give up excuses. Men don't make excuses. They look for ways to make things happen. They don't run away from the, like somebody said, if you run away, you'll live to fight another day. Confront it now. Where are you running to? Men face issues. That's what makes them men. They don't run away. Glory be to God. And yours truly, that is what I said, people, some of us, there are times look as if it's not working. We keep doing what we are doing. Because if it doesn't work today, it will work tomorrow. If God is a faithful God, who is a rewarder? One day, the reward must come. I hear and I see in the horizon, your reward is coming now. As many who are listening to me, I say, I see your reward coming now. Look at somebody, tell the person, don't you want to be better than the way you are right now? Tell the person, don't be comfortable with the way you are right now. Tell the person, it can get better. If only you desire it, it can get better. And it's getting better. And it's getting better. And it's getting better. In your family, it's getting better. In your business, it's getting better. In your career, it's getting better. Can I have a sound of an amen that is alive and well? As if you want to make it as a man, do away with excuses. Look for solutions instead of looking for excuses. Don't give up. Don't look for approval of men if you must be a man. Give up approval of men. If you want people to always approve of you, you will not go anywhere. Because it's not every time they will approve of you. But when you start succeeding, they will approve of you. Can somebody say amen to that? When you are struggling, nobody will know you are there. But when God begins to better and butter your bread, all your cousin, nephew, uncle, outlaw, and in-law, they will show up. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because the Bible said, even a poor man, what did he say? His family members, when they see him, what did they do? They too late. They wrong. Glory be to God. Nobody wants to associate with somebody who's not going anywhere. I kneel on this altar. I declare, God will make greatness out of the men in this ministry. I was in Yola in the year 1989 for ordination. And a professor who was born again and Holy Ghost filled, who at that time he was a professor at UI, University of Ibadan. He flew into Yola for that program. He laid hands on me and out of you will come a noble man. I declare, everyone that is a man here, God will bring nobility into your life. God will bring nobility into your life. Wherever they have been shame and dishonor, God will replace it with his honor now. Wherever there have been rejection, I declare acceptance. I declare acceptance. I declare acceptance. Where you have been rejected, you are going there to be accepted. And you are going there to be celebrated. In the name of Jesus Christ, who have sent me. Can somebody say better amen to that? Number two. Glory be to God. You try. How do you try? You must have understanding of the times. He said they had understanding of the times, the sons of Issachar, and they knew what Israel ought to do. It is when there is understanding, you know what to do. And knowing what to do is another word for wisdom. Wisdom is the application of knowledge you have acquired. Knowing what to do is the practical application of all you gather. And that is where wisdom comes in. And it does not come from the east, west, or south. It comes from the Almighty God. Glory be to God. You will know what to do from now. That is what made them to thrive in their generation. They knew what ought to be done. They had understanding of the time. Woo! Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Number three, you must know what others don't know and what ought to be done from time to time. Glory be to God. If you see somebody who is succeeding, there are things he knows you don't know. It's not in the suit, it's in the person.
Glory be to God. Even if I go anywhere, I will see build a church because of what I know. It's in you. The calling of God is in the man. I go to some places, I see a church. I said, this person, why? Even the front, said, the way he look, he can discourage people from coming there. It's because I've been there. There's a calling along that line. Praise the Lord. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Can somebody say, in the name of Jesus Christ? Can you say it loud and clear? I would always know what to do. Secrets. You know, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, it said, the secret things belong to God. The secret things are with God. They are secret because they are hidden. They are secret because they've not been unfolded or unveiled to everybody. They reside with God. And that's why your closeness to God is very important. We had one of our speakers yesterday who said when his child came, I don't know whether the first or second baby, how he has to run up and down, going up and down, you know, and how he heard from God. I don't want to go into a testimony. You can listen so that you can go and listen to what was shared yesterday. He heard from God, and God said, rest. We're looking for where to live. Rest. He said, can I be resting in the midst of this situation? You know, there are challenges men go through. They can't explain to anybody. Praise God. If there is no food in the house, the woman will look for you. Whether you go to your office, she will call you. The children have not eaten. That will not be the portion of your family. It's a responsibility. You are the last resort. Everything ends on your desk. Whether you like it, I declare over the men here, you will always have supply. You will always have supply from heaven. You will always have supply from heaven. Nobody will despise you because you don't have money. There will always be money for you. Can I have an amen that is alive and well? Poverty is not of God. I've seen some people are like this. They are supposed to be tall. They are like this because of hunger. I know a musician who, by the secret of God, he went to bed. As he went to bed, angel came and started teaching him how to play keyboard. He didn't even learn it practically. After he was taught 3 nights, he picked the keyboard and played it in Nigeria here. Secrets. I have a friend. He used to be here. Some of us know him. He read estate management, I think, in the Polytechnic. And when he graduated after service, he started working with an estate management firm. But at the time, they have to downsize. And they lay him off. And he was moving up and not looking for work, he didn't get. And one day, himself and his wife decided to undergo a fast. And in the midst of the fast, he went to sleep. And God opened his eyes. He saw himself in dreams selling industrial salt. As I said, last time we spoke, that business had brought millions into his life. He's a friend. Glory be to God. Tell somebody, open up yourself to the secret of God. I didn't hear you say it. Say, open up yourself to the secret of God. Many years ago, about five, seven years ago, I was very angry with myself. I said, the people have helped, they refuse to help me. What is it? You know, some of us, you say you are praying, you are complaining before God. You know, a different kind of prayer. God, what is the matter? All the people I helped, the moment I helped them, they have come out of the forest. I helped them remove all the spider webs and the cobwebs. Now that I don't bath them, they don't run. What do I do? Because the Bible says the husbandman must be first partaker of the fruit. Whoever that blesses is supposed to be blessed. This is an error. I went to God, I wept. I went to God, I prayed. I said, what have I done wrong? Bringing me to Okoko Michael was a problem. Now, look at the way I'm suffering. What have I done wrong? You know, there are times, you pastor, we go to our own kind of school, our own kinds of challenges. What have I done? Why do they abandon me, I will do something. I will give glory to another person who didn't do anything. I will raise people, and the people go to another church, and another person is taking glory of the work he didn't do. What is it? And now they are not even blessing me. Hunger. If you see hunger, if you see stone, you call it bread. I'm talking of hunger. Hunger. Does water. Even when we came here, sometimes water in the morning, water in the afternoon, water in the evening. That's why whoever quarrel about my progress, God will punish the person. Because I don't suffer. I don't suffer. Hey! I don't suffer. I remember I gave out one car, I gave out another one. For 2-3 years, I was trekking. The devil said, can you see you? The only car where you get, you don't get out. Now you will hear them for this time. As I'm walking on the street, Satan will be speaking to me. You will suffer. Your children will suffer. Even one car. Because that time we gave out cars and all that. It's a privilege. I say, devil, keep quiet. I will get another car. But today, the story is different. I prophesy over your life and business that God will make a difference out of your life. I declare your story will be different from today. The God that make great men, may he visit you as a person. I didn't have a better amen. And God said, son, stop your prayer. I said, why? He said, you are looking at the wrong direction. He said, I am your source. I've said this here, but I'm giving you the totality of the story. I am your source. Because sometimes you hear testimony, you don't know what led to the testimony. You need to hear it. I am your source. He said, the people I used to bless you are channel. He said, I can use anybody. He said, don't be focused on man, because the arm of flesh will fail you. I pray today that God will help you to focus on Jesus. The Bible says, looking up to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. I declare, whatever problem you are going through, your time for blessing has come. Your time for reward has come. Your time for promotion has come. Challenges are part of life. Whoever tells you that because you have given your life to Christ, everything is going to be okay, just all right, he's a liar. He's a liar. Because Jesus told us, even in John 16:33, in this world, what did he say will happen? You will suffer tribulation. But he said, be. Oh boy, I believe God's word. I choose to be of good cheer. I choose to believe God. I choose to be excited in the midst of suffering. I choose to be excited in the midst of difficulties. I choose to be excited in the midst of hardship. I choose to be excited in the midst of lack of want, because I know that my God reigneth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know, like David would say, I was young, now I'm getting old, yet have never seen any righteous man forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You will not beg bread in your generation. I prophesy, you will not beg bread. Your children will not beg for bread. Your children will not beg for bread. Posterity after you will not beg for bread. Your stay on the edge shall be glorious. Your stay on the edge shall be glorious. Your stay on the edge shall be full of testimony. Time of wilderness is over. Look at somebody. Shake the person, say congratulations. The siege over your life is over. Oh God, I wish I can preach it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Hey. My God. Sit down. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us that even Job trained by the secret he got from God. Job chapter 29 verse number 4. For the sake of time, Job was elevated. The exploit Job experienced in his world and in his generation was not because he was the best of men. Was not because he was special. What happened was that he found the favor with God, and God opened the heaven and released secrets unto him. That is what made Job to be who he became. Job chapter 29, quickly. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse number 4, quickly, I read. As I was in the days of my youth, I pray for the youth in this place. You will not end up like your father. You will surpass the successes of your parents. You shall be greater than your mother and your father. I say you shall be greater than your mother and your father. In your generation, your contemporary will celebrate it. Anywhere you go, nobody will despise you. Can I have an amen that is born again and breathing fire? Job, quickly. He said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon what? My tabernacle. Lift up your hands. Say, oh God, my Father, let your secret begin to fall upon my tabernacle. Can you pray that prayer quickly before? Because I'm getting ready. Be magnified, oh God, you are highly exalted. Yeah. And there is nothing you can do. Oh God, oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Yeah, be magnified. Yeah, oh God, be magnified. Thank you. You can be seated. The secret of God was on his tabernacle. Hey. Boy, great men are made of secrets. And this secret is never given to everybody. You have to learn to be in the secret place of God to obtain his secret. He that dwelleth in the secret. Psalm 91 verse 1. He that dwelleth, not visit. Ooh, glory be to Jesus. He's alive. He that dwelleth in the secret place of God, what will happen? Of the Most High. He shall what? Under the shadow, under the protection, under the canopy, under the canopy, under the canopy, under the canopy of God. Who knows that song?
Under the canopy of God.
Under the canopy.
Under the canopy.
Under
the canopy.
Under
the canopy of God.
My Savior.
My Savior, we answer me.
Yeah.
Heaven security. Under the canopy of God.
Who was Abraham? Who was Abraham until he met with God? Who was Abraham? From a very deadly background. Idol worship was the order of the day in his father's house. Who was Abraham? When you read Genesis 11, almost at the end, you will see who Abraham was. He was going nowhere. When you read Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1 to 4, you see how God brought his word to Abraham. If multiply, we multiply you in blessing. I'll bless you. Whoever blesses you shall be blessed. And whoever curses you shall be cursed. Through you shall all nations. That was the prophetic order. Oh boy. Thank you, Jesus. No time. That was the prophetic order. When you look into Genesis chapter 13, you will see what happened to Abraham. Look at somebody. Tell the person, you don't need to visit native doctor to be great. Tell another person, you don't need to visit false prophet to be great. Jesus Christ, he can make you great. He will make you great. Can I have an amen that is born again? Genesis chapter 13 verse 2, you see, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and wow, in gold. That same Abraham. Look at somebody, tell the person, look at me now. Tell the person, look at me now properly. You better become my friend now. You better be close to me now. Because my tomorrow is going to be greater than my today. My tomorrow must be greater. Day, hallelujah. My tomorrow must be greater than today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord, we don't have the time. Praise God. Thank you. That's my challenge. To combine singing, combine. It's not so easy. I will stay long. And what about if we get into prophecy and some other stuff we have been stopping ourselves from getting into? You cannot end up like that. Your life cannot end up like that. I say your life cannot end up like that. I say your life cannot end up like that. Whoever that has been talking to you is a liar. There are better days ahead. I don't care what the economy says. I don't care what the newspapers are saying. I don't care what the radios are saying. I don't care what the internet might be saying. Who has believed our reports? I choose to believe the word of God. That in this land, very soon, you will not want to travel out of Nigeria. Because whatever you are looking for abroad will be your shokoto. Somebody did it. You are not in my wavelength now. I hope I've not lost all of us. Look at somebody, tell the person, Nigeria is going to be changed. We may not know how it's going to come about, but in our generation, NEPA shall be 24 hours. Our roads shall run, and there will be security. There will be food and money. You will live long to see it. I said you will live long to see it. Lift up your head. Ahead. Say, my father, reveal unto me secrets that will better and butter my life. Will you pray that prayer? I heard that in my spirit. Father, I am at your service. Reveal, hallelujah. My tomorrow must be greater than today. Oh God. My tomorrow must be greater than today. No matter what we will receive, no matter what may come my way, no matter what comes my way, no matter.
Rise up wherever you are. There's so much, but I have to stop. Yeah.
My tomorrow must be greater than today.
Yeah.
My tomorrow must be greater than today. His hands when
everyone rise up, let's celebrate God. Don't you like to celebrate God?
His eyes are never blind. He cannot see your sins. His ears are not deaf. That he cannot hear you cry. That tomorrow must be greater than today. That tomorrow must be greater than today. No matter what I have, no matter what I see, no matter what comes my way, no matter what I do, one thing I know, that is definite in my mind. Tomorrow, yeah, must be greater than today. My tomorrow,
my tomorrow
must be greater than today. Hallelujah!
I'm gonna sing in my tomorrow.
I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna dance, I'm gonna, yeah.
I'm gonna dance in my tomorrow.
Don't you cry anymore.
I'm gonna testify in my tomorrow.
One thing I know,
that is definite in my heart.
My tomorrow
must be greater than today.
My tomorrow
must be greater
than today.
I'm gonna sing in my tomorrow.
Oh, 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 yeah.
I'm gonna dance in my tomorrow.
This is my song. This
greater than today.
My tomorrow must be greater than today. Ooh,
yeah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, God is blessing me now. Somebody say, God is changing my destiny. Somebody say, my life is never the same. Change is taking place right now by the power of the word of God. Just listen to this. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. I'll meditate on this overnight. Don't worry. You don't need to go there. It's all recorded. He said, a wise man we hear and we increase learning. And he said, man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. My God. One of the things that prove you are a wise man is your ability to hear. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The difference between a wise man and a fool is that fool wants to just talk, but wise people don't talk like fools. And that is why they increase. After this meeting, I see increase in all facets of your life. Your life in all its ramifications. I see the increase of God falling on you right now. So, the proof of your wisdom is ability to hear. So, if you are not hearing, you know the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10 verse 17, says faith comes by hearing. Hearing. If you want to build up yourself in this generation, two more or three keys I needed to drop. I just say a few of them. You need faith. And faith never comes except through the word of God. The word of God is a carrier of faith. When you have it, then faith can easily manufacture things in your life. Glory be to God. Let me quickly read Proverbs 9, verse number 9. Proverbs 9, 9. Ooh, glory be to God. I see every mountain before you going down right now. I see obstacle before you being cleared by angels of God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We read Proverbs chapter 9. We're going to be taking some couple of prayer before I call the men to come out. Next year, you shall be more than this. Can you look at somebody, tell the person, next year, your life shall be better than this. Tell another person, between now and next year, your life shall be better. We don't observe the wind. We observe the word of God. The word of God is what makes greatness out of people. And look at what it's doing to us. The word of God. The word of God. Give instruction to a wise man. What will he do? He get wiser. When you see somebody who can't take instruction, he's a foolish man. Yesterday we were talking here and I was writing. Yesterday I was writing down. It's because I know the key. When God see that, I see humility. When God see that, I see submission. You do it deliberately. You don't have to feel it to do it. What the person is saying might be what I've said before. But God is breathing, putting a fresh breath on what the person says. I must be humble enough to take it. It's only the meek that God will guide in judgment. It's not the foolish. It's not the rebellious. Somebody shout hallelujah. Are we understanding? I see you increasing in wisdom. By the reason of what has been deposited in your life from yesterday into this money, I declare your wisdom level will increase. I say your wisdom level will increase. Your quotient of excellence shall be multiplied over. Because wisdom brings excellence. It distinguishes you anywhere you are found. Lift up your hands. We are going to be praying now.
As we pray, as we pray.
Remember that song?
Yes. As we pray, as we pray.
As we pray, everybody repeat it.
As we pray.
What's going on there? Please.
As we pray,
Somebody gotta sing that song.
As we pray.
As one more time. As we pray unto the Lord.
As we pray.
As we pray.
Holy. God will remove out of your life those who will be jealous when your lifting comes.
Amen.
There are people who are close to you, and when your lifting comes, we become a major enemy. And you need to pray them out. Toxic people. You can't grow if you allow toxic people around you. They make things difficult. In your business, you need to relate with people who are positive. Whenever your star shines, they are fidgeting. They don't want it. Everybody can be great. The sky is big enough to contain all of us. If everybody have, and nobody is in lack, that is the design and plan of God. Whoever that doesn't want you to have shall die in poverty. Yeah. At the moment you start shining, they are fidgeting. As everybody has got their life to live. You have your part, I have my part. And in the church, the Bible said they shall not break their ranks. Some men were ministering yesterday. I sat down and I was gyrating with my wife. We were so excited. If it's only me that can preach here, something is wrong somewhere. Every genuine father produces children. The same thing with spiritual father. Your success is my success. Even when you are not giving me offering. Because a time will come when the success becomes too much, you will remember my name. I didn't have an email from somebody. Lift up your hands. Let's pray. Woo. Somebody's life is changing. I hear testimony.
Amen.
I hear sound of testimony.
Amen.
If you are the one I'm talking to, can your amen be loud?
Amen.
Somebody shout.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and say, oh Lord my God.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't hear you say it loud and clear.
Oh,
I didn't hear you say it loud.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus, deliver me from the hands of wasters. Can you pray that prayer quickly? We're taking two or three prayer and then a round up. Hands of wasters. Wasters. Men who waste the destiny of others. Deliver me from their hands. Hallelujah. Rasota. The Bible talking about waster in the book of Isaiah chapter 54. You hear the ministry of waster. Rasota ikatola. Eriabato saba. Yarusa, deliver me, Alepo Rapatapa, yes, Lord, Rapatapulia, Rapa. In the name of Jesus, Arabaribiti, Aribiti, Rapata. Hold it. Psalm 35. I want us to pray. Your business must move forward. Your family life must move forward. Some of you have acquired landed property and you have not built. I speak to the God of heaven to release showers of blessing. That land will not just be sitting there. I decree the money you need for that land to come to you now. If you believe I'm a man of God, can I have a better amen from somebody who believes? Look at it. Let me quickly. We are going to raise this prayer. Psalm 35 verse number 10, I read. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee? Which delivered the poor from him that is too strong for him. You are dealing with enemy that appear to be stronger than you. Your deliverance has come. The poor and the needy from him that spoiled him. Whoever that is spoiling your name, God will disgrace the person. Whoever that is taking the name of your children, a picture to native doctor, and fake prophet, God will disgrace them. Lift up your hands and say, my Father, my Father. I didn't hear you. My Father, my Father. In the name of Jesus, deliver me. Deliver my wife. Deliver my husband. Deliver my children from him that is stronger than me. Deliver us. Then open up your mouth and begin to pray. In the name that is above every name. Lord, don't be silent. Don't be silent. Don't be silent. Ida buta balia tolada. Rasata. Yarosa. Ikalaba. Rasota. Yerosa. Shikalabarabaka sataba. Ishabalaba. Rasoria. Matkuli Babosia. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Yeah. You are
marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
I heard in my spirit. You are battling with something. And I pray. Nothing's happening. It's what God said, I should tell you. Insist on my word. Keep standing on my word. That enemy will soon give up. And you will have on your lip a song of celebration. And many around you who knows about it, they shall celebrate with you.
Amen.
You are marvelous. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
Marvelous, marvelous,
marvelous. You are marvelous,
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Because of time, may I please ask the men, the noble men, men of substance, men of goodwill,
amen,
men of greatness,
amen,
may they all come here. Lekuraba. Ila. Ikala. Igodoboda. Maruta. Thank you, thank you. I know you are ready to pray. Thank you. I also want to dance. If my energy is increasing. I see we are just starting. Praise God. You shall be more than this next year. Every other person, please. You want to be a man tomorrow, you better stretch forth your hand. These are not boys, they are men. They are not boys, they are men. Glory be to God. Stretch forth your hand. Why do you also lift up your hands to heaven? I heard at about 12, tell them to come out, tell them to kneel before the altar. Please kneel down. Please kneel down. Kneel before the altar. And ask God for something. Ask God for something. And next year, the testimony will have arrived before next year. Ask God for something. That's what I heard. I wrote it down on my writing pad. I wrote it down. Ask God for something. Ask God for something. The coolie that I have here. You are bigger than world, people say. Oh, yeah. Bigger than world, people say. You are bigger than world, people say. Yeah, yeah. Bigger than world, people say. Some say. You are something.